Hi, this is Mary from
Hi, Mary. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful. Yes? So, they did, mom was admitted yesterday evening.
Okay.
Yesterday morning, when Donnie arrived, everything was going fine. But day before yesterday, she did have a fall. So it was at night, and she got up off the bed. And she did fall, but she didn't. They did all kinds of tests. They just keeping her for observation for 48 hours. But I told them maybe it's too much for mom at home, even with home care. She need more than home care. She need medical as well.
Okay.
So I'm allowing them to keep her there and see what get a social work involved and see what we can do to keep her. In a position where she's safer because, well, maybe just giving home care here. Mom has kidney disease. She has hypertension. She's blind in one eye. This mom got a lot going on, and her dementia is getting severely worse.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
So the aide is finding it difficult with his task. I'm finding it more difficult at night. She's up all night wandering the halls, and I sit up on the stairs watching her, so no one's getting rest.
Mm-hmm.
So I explained this to them. So I told them that it's not safe, and I don't have any type of plan for her at home to work on with just home care. So they will be keeping her. We're going to try to get her through, see what we can do, the skilled care or whatever. It's a long process, but I have to start because waiting on, you know, with everything with this new bill, it's complicated with putting your loved ones in nursing homes, so it takes time.
Right.
And mom don't have the time it takes. I want her to be safe, so I prefer her to be there.
Okay.
This is her second fall. The first time she fell, I took her to her doctor. This time she fell, she seemed to be okay, but she was, like, staggering. A little bit here and there. So I took her in, and they did a scan. They did EKG, making sure her heart is okay. She's fine. It's just mental.
Okay.
So if I'm ready for work, if you have any clients, let me know. I'm trying to do 11 at night work is best for me because in the daytime I have a job.
Okay. Okay, so I just want to confirm that I have all the information because I do have to report. So she fell on Sunday, you said, right? Sunday night.
Not around, say, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. She wasn't standing and fell. She liked to sit on the edge of her bed, and her bed is near the floor. She's really low.
Okay.
And she stood up. She went to stand up, but she didn't stand all the way up, and she slid to the floor. Yeah, she had a fall. My mom has dementia. They have falls all the time.
Okay. And she is in which hospital right now?
She's in the same. She's in Mary Fitzgerald.
Mary Fitzgerald. Okay.
And I told them that, you know, mom would not be returning home. I wanted to start try to find another process for mom besides being home. So I do have help with the social workers in the state. You know, I got help with trying to get her, because her condition is worsening. Like, incontinent care has been there, but now it's like, you know, she takes the feces, she plays, and then she throws it around. You see what I'm saying? It's a lot going on with mom. And, I'd rather go visit her and knowing she's safe, and then, you know, instead of bringing
right.
her home. And this is a open space concept, and she's full. I don't have equipment that she needs at home. And so I said, you know what, take her in and let them observe her, make sure she's okay. So while we were sitting there, I just said, you know what, and I just talked to the doctor, and he said, I understand. It happens. You can do that. It's no problem.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right,
so
and
mom
you took her by ambulance, right?
No, I took her. She was okay. She was dancing when we got
okay.
here.
So you took
she
her by car.
Yeah. It's just I just wanted, it was something I wanted to do to make sure she didn't have any injuries because she can't tell me or articulate to me when something's really bothering her no more.
Okay.
She don't know how to express it, you know? Mm-hmm. But they did all these tests and everything is fine. They give her around 1 o'clock this morning, they called, 12 o'clock they called, and they gave her intravenous, they gave her fluid for to make sure, you know, just to keep her up and going. They did give her some fluid. She do have an appetite. She never stopped having an appetite. She never, no vomiting, nothing like that, no fevers. It's just me, just making sure.
Okay. And do you know for how long she will be staying there?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's going to be a while. So, Donnie, any hours he has, make sure you send them over today, please. I have hours I'm going to send over to you in a few minutes. I think I have the 10th, and I have the one you send over already.
Okay.
And, can we just get paid out everything for this week and last week and just get it over with, or do we have to wait a whole process?
All right. Okay, Shana, well, thank you for letting me know. Thank you for calling me, and I'll put the report in, okay?
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.